gavel the meeting back to order. So now that we are done listening to the candidates and we've had a chance to ask some questions, I will now open up the floor for nominations from my fellow board members. As I mentioned earlier, we need to have a motion, a second, and then Mr. Christman will do a roll call vote from there.
Madam Chair, after the motion and second, then there will be board discussion prior to the
Yes, I'll open it up, okay. Yes, if there's any additional questions or comments. And then Chris will do the roll call and we'll continue through that process and see where it goes.
Okay. Okay.
So I would like to open it up for nominations.
Yeah, I'll start then. I'd like to nominate Skip Becker for the job of supervisor of Derrick Township to fulfill Mark Moyer's last few years. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Any comments or
no.
I just said that Skip has worked very hard on the campaign trail and has put this community first, and I think he would, as with all the other candidates, but I think Skip has really invested the time in this and would serve our community very well.
Okay. Mr. Christman, I have a roll call vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a roll call vote on the motion of Mr. Zabuda and Ms. Court for appointing Skip Becker to the position of Township Supervisor with a term expiring December 31, 2021. Supervisor Nutt?
Nay.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Nay.
Supervisor Zabuda?
Aye.
And Supervisor Court?
Aye.
2-2, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there any additional nominations for candidates? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Unless somebody else wants to go, I would be very pleased to nominate Beth Shaw. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any comments?
Just think Beth brings a unique perspective as a resident and someone who is very fair in her ability to review the facts and make intelligent decisions on behalf of our taxpayers.
You keep stealing my thunder. That's what I was going to say, too. Beth does have a unique view on the township, too, and I think it would benefit us greatly. Thank you.
Mr. Christman, a roll call vote.
This is a roll call vote on the motions of Supervisor Zabuda and Court for the nomination of Beth J. Shaw to the position of Township Supervisor with a term expiring December 31, 2021. Supervisor Wyckoff?
Nay.
Supervisor Zabuda?
Aye.
Supervisor Court?
Aye.
And Supervisor Nutt?
Nay.
Pass 2-2.
I would like to make a motion to put Mr. Chris Abruzzo forward.
I'll second the nomination.
The reason that I'm putting Chris forward is because we need someone with lots of experience right now, someone who can hit the ground running, someone who is honorable, someone who is ready to serve, and I find that to be Chris, and that's why I'm putting his name forward.
Agreed. We heard from Chris that he'd like to build consensus and move forward on the community center, a very pressing issue. Chris has a lot of experience, and I hope that he can join us tonight.
Mr. Christman,
I'd like to make some comments first, please, if you don't mind. Boy, what an evening. This has been quite a couple of weeks as we've all discerned very heavily on how to move forward. And to tell you that this is all I've been thinking about over the last 2 weeks would be an understatement. As you all probably realize, we are in a very challenging and a very difficult position this evening. There are 7 very qualified candidates, and each of them could bring something very unique and positive to the role of supervisor. And I can tell you without hesitation, I'd be happy to work with any of them. I'm very impressed with the quality of the applications and really encourage all of these residents to consider running for office to fill future vacant seats on this board. I really appreciate, as all of our board members do, the courage it took to apply, to come here tonight and speak, to put yourself out there for public review and now debate. I also very much appreciate the dedication of our former supervisors who know all too well what this is like and yet still want to serve their community again. As I've been reviewing the options and trying to discern what to do, it really boils down to two paths for me. The one path is that I cast a vote for an applicant and that person gets only my vote or possibly two votes, and that would leave our board split, as you've just seen. In that case, if we were unable to reach a decision, we'd have to call on the vacancy chair to break a tie. And as you heard at the beginning of the meeting, by law, that vacancy chair cannot intervene until 30 days after the acceptance of the former supervisor's resignation. In this case, that would be around February 28th. The other path forward is to vote with the applicant that is being supported by our two new board members. This decision would allow us to have a supervisor in place tonight and allow us to get to work as a full board tomorrow morning. It may also allow us to move forward with the community center more quickly than if we wait for a judge or a vacancy chair to appoint someone. However, because the decision to appoint an applicant who is so closely connected to the two board members and the vacancy chair may appear to look politically motivated, that may cloud this applicant's ability to be successful in this role, and the decisions of the board members connected to this applicant could be viewed as political, even if they are not. Therefore, a decision by this board to vote for Mr. Abruzzo in many ways may also divide the community and this board, unless this board is unified. I do feel like Mr. Abruzzo would serve this board very well and make his own informed decisions. However, given the circumstances, it might not be wise for this board to appoint him, again, unless we can vote as a unified board. So there's the dilemma. Neither decision is without the challenges. Neither decision really unifies our board and our community tonight, unless the supervisors are able to compromise and one person would vote for any of the other applicants. We are therefore in a deadlock. If that's the case, I believe we should put this matter in the hands of a judge so that any appointment made is objective and our board and our community can move forward without question. Whether a judge, the vacancy chair appointed in January, or the vacancy chair who most recently served makes that decision, it then removes the decision of the appointment from the board members, again, unless we can all be unified. I look forward to working with our next supervisor, no matter who he or she may be. We need a supervisor who is hardworking, fair, objective, and respectful, and someone who has the community's best interests at heart. It is imperative that this board and this community unify and move forward on the selection of a board member, the community center, and other issues and projects that affect our residents. And I would strongly recommend that if we cannot vote unified for any one of these very qualified seven candidates who have come here this evening, that we at least consider tabling the vote until our next meeting on Tuesday. Thank you.
I'm not sure what the next procedure is, but what I can say is that this board does need to move forward, and I firmly believe that Mr. Abruzzo is the way to do that. We are looking for someone who can hit the ground running, who can bring this board together, and who has the unmatched experience more than any of the other candidates. We heard from some amazing candidates, but there is one candidate that is the best of the candidates, and that's Mr. Abruzzo, and that's why he has my support. That is the only reason why.
Mr. Crispin, is it possible to table this? I don't know, Mr. Gibbs, well, if you can...
At this point, parliamentarily, the motion and the second would need to be withdrawn on the nomination of Mr. Abruzzo to allow the motion to table to move forward. There would need to be a motion and a second to table. For lack of a second, the motion would die. If the table gets a motion and a second, then there would be a roll call vote on tabling the matter to go to the next Board of Supervisors meeting, which would be Tuesday, February 11th. If the motion fails, then the floor is then open again to accept new nominations or a reintroduction of the previous nomination, which in this case would be Christopher Abruzzo.
Do we vote on this motion right now? We have a second.
That is the chair's prerogative. You can call that question because there is a motion and a second, unless, of course, the folks that are making the motion and a second agree to withdraw the motion to discuss the motion to table.
So, in other words, if you, did you make the motion?
I did.
If Ms. Knott took the motion back and took it off the table, then the motion to table could move forward. And if that dies, then they can reintroduce their motion.
That's correct. But it's up to the two individuals who put Mr. Abruzzo in nomination to whether
or not. So if we leave it right here, we have to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to vote.
Okay. Instead of waiting until Tuesday and.
But I don't understand.
Tonight we've been voting. I feel to see what five more days will bring for any of us. I think we voted on the other nominations. It's only fair that we vote on tonight's nominations too. And if we're at an impasse, I guess we'll talk again. Or not. We'll bring in the vacancy board if we're unable to break the tie. Is that not how it works, Chris?
At the end of the 30-day period, which in this case is February 27th, the Board of Supervisors has 15 additional days with which to convene the vacancy board. There will have to be a duly advertised meeting to bring the vacancy board forward. The vacancy chair would then serve as the fifth tie-breaking vote and another round of nominations for these candidates that are now present. So that's a wholly separate meeting that would be handled somewhere in the 15-day period between February 27th and Friday, March 13th.
But Mr. Christman, if the motion fails this evening and we are unable to reach consensus, isn't it possible that at a future meeting, prior to pulling the trigger on the vacancy chair, that we could hold a vote again and move forward without having to do that? Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, I mean, I would recommend to the board that you schedule another special meeting much like this one so as to not cloud the agenda where we have other township business. This is a good venue and a good opportunity to have this discussion, as this is the only item. You know, our requirements under the Sunshine Act are that we have to provide 24 hours notice to a paper of general circulation, which we would do. We could then convene another meeting of this board as many times as is reasonable within the next 30 days up until Friday or Thursday, the 27th of February, and this board can continue to vote. If at such time, though, a supervisor is selected, that individual would then become the appointed supervisor at a subsequent meeting or this meeting this evening. If impasse is at every single turn from tonight to any subsequent meeting thereafter, then once that 30-day time clock expires, you're bound by the second-class township code to then, you have 15 additional days with which to schedule a meeting of the vacancy board. That is different from the meeting of the Board of Supervisors.
So if we vote and it's still deadlocked, we can come back, assuming we advertise this, and vote again on Tuesday?
We voted on all the other nominations this evening. I think it's only fair that we vote on all of them. Would you like to repeal your motion? Or are you okay with your nomination that I've seconded?
I'm okay with my nomination. Yeah, if it doesn't pass, I just want to make, and we can do this again.
And I apologize before you move forward. So as a point of clarification, if we wanted to hold another vote on Tuesday, you're suggesting that we not do it during the regular meeting. As long as it could be advertised, could we do it perhaps prior to the regular meeting and then move forward, have that person sworn in potentially if there's an agreement, and then move forward at that time?
Yes. You know, we have sufficient time to get advertising done before next Tuesday's meeting. If we can get it in the Sunday for the Patriot News, you know, that will meet the advertising requirement under the Sunshine Law.
Thank you.
Can I say we proceed with a roll call vote then?
All right. We have a motion and a second from Supervisors Nutt and Wyckoff for the appointment of Christopher Abruzzo to the position of Township Supervisor to fill an unexpired term with a term expiring December 31, 2021. Supervisor Zamuda.
Nay.
Supervisor Court.
Nay.
Supervisor Nutt.
Yes.
And Supervisor Wyckoff.
Yes.
Deadlock, Madam Chair.
Okay. Well, if we are at deadlock, then I move that we.
Madam Chair, before you close, I would ask that, respectfully ask that you ask for any additional nominations from board members, as there are still candidates that can be considered.
I'm sorry. I was going to put forward Joyce St. John as a candidate for our board. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Christman, if there's any comment, okay. If you could please do the roll call.
Certainly. This is a roll call vote on the motions of Supervisors Court and Zamuda for Joyce St. John for the position of Township Supervisor to fill the unexpired term of Mark Moyer with a term expiring December 31, 2021. Supervisor Court.
Aye.
Supervisor Nutt.
No.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Nay.
And Supervisor Zamuda.
Aye.
to two, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay, seeing as we do not have a consensus, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.